You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Well, Bill de Blasio romped last night, winning the vast majority of election precincts for every racial group. He did the least well among white majority districts, but even there he won. He won in all five boroughs. Not a single black or Hispanic majority district voted for the Republican, Joe Loda. WNYC political reporters Bridget Bergen and Anna Sale join me now to break down the results. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Bridget, we haven't had such a broad mandate since Ed Koch won all five boroughs back in 1977. You were at Bill de Blasio headquarters last night. What were people in the crowd telling you on what they expect now?
You know, I think there was a lot of excitement and anticipation. Mostly what people were expecting last night was to celebrate. But there was a lot of talk about the messages that Bill de Blasio has been campaigning on, people reiterating, you know, he's been so focused in his themes. So people talking about finally having pre-K for, you know, kids across the city, building up affordable housing. And so, you know, clearly the campaign's message had resonated with this crowd.
Any sense from what was said or done last night for what de Blasio's victory means for the city?
You know, I think one of the most interesting and telling things about last night was where the party was. You know, we were celebrating the victory of our new mayor of New York City in Brooklyn. And, you know, we were at the Park Slope Armory. It's this enormous space. It was a packed crowd that really was a mix of, you know, elected officials, but also everyday New Yorkers. I spoke to one woman who told me she had just started volunteering with the campaign last week. But she wanted to be a part of this thing that she saw as a movement. In terms of some of the elected officials I spoke with, Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez talked about, you know, how she was from Brooklyn and how important it was to her that the new mayor in City Hall was also from Brooklyn. You know, she talked about how we have a new mayor, a new public advocate, and they're both from Brooklyn. So now clearly the outer boroughs are going to have a seat at the table when major policy decisions are made. And that was something to her that was a real sea change.
Brooklyn rising. You know, the electorate has been racially divided in mayoral elections for the past 25 years, but not so yesterday. Anna, what could this mean going forward?
Well, for starters, it means that Bill de Blasio has a broad multiracial coalition of support. We see that in the exit polls from yesterday. And also when you go to WNYC.org, you can see it in the results. We linked election districts to census data. And you can see there, Joe Loda did not win a single black majority or Hispanic majority election district. He won just a few Asian majority election districts. But also striking is Bill de Blasio won a majority of white majority districts. So this was not split results where people of color liked one candidate and white New Yorkers went for another candidate like we saw during the Giuliani and Dinkins eras. Bill de Blasio has this broad coalition. One thing I want to note, though, is that it looks like fewer than 1.1 New Yorkers actually voted yesterday. We don't have a final count, but that would be fewer than 4 years ago in 2009 when there was record low turnout. So all this talk of a broad mandate, but there were plenty of New York voters who decided they didn't have enough of a stake to go out to the polls.
Anna, you mentioned this broad coalition. What can that coalition do as far as policy in the city? What do you think that can mean actually for policy?
Well, what it means, Bill de Blasio tried to lay that out in his victory speech last night. He said, I have talked about inequality. He called it the defining issue of our time. And he called on this crowd of support to be there to help him get through the hurdles of addressing inequality. The speech had more rhetorical flourishes than we'd heard from de Blasio. In the past, there were things where he talked about both sides of the badge, understood the importance of public safety in New York, where he talked about our will is unbreakable in New York. And he talked about maintaining the greatness to ensure our brightest days are ahead of us. To do that, he said, we must commit ourselves to progressive ideas that will lift us all. Let's take a listen.
We aren't threatening anyone's success. We are asking those who've done very well to ensure that every child has the same opportunity to do just as well as they have. That's how we all rise together.
How we all rise together was a refrain he mentioned a couple of times in that speech. And now comes the hard part of taking those policy proposals like raising taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers, getting that through Albany, And that's just for starters.
And that refrain, you know, that we all rise together, big rebuke, it sounds like, to the Bloomberg legacy.
And that's what we've heard from Bill de Blasio throughout the campaign for months and months and months, that he was a candidate who was going to pay attention to all New Yorkers, the tale of two cities, not just the winners in Bloomberg's New York. Interestingly, though, he pointed to that statistic, 46% of New Yorkers living at or near the poverty line. That actually came from the Bloomberg administration, who did the study to get the data to get that statistic on how people were actually living in New York. But that is his message, that he is going to try to lift all of us, and also that we are all better for it, that we all have a stake in reducing inequality in New York City.
Bridget, was there any tempering at all last night of expectations?
Well, like Anna said, I think the rhetorical flourishes were there, the lofty rhetoric was there, but there was also a message of shared responsibility, and that's something that I think de Blasio has been saying more and more in the final days of his campaign. You know, after he went through all his key policy areas, taxes on the wealthy for pre-K, balancing civil liberties with public safety, and creating more affordable housing, de Blasio said this toward the end of the speech.
The road ahead will be difficult, but it will be traveled. Progressive changes won't happen overnight, but they will happen.
So what now? What's on the mayor-elect's schedule today?
Well, his first business will be to have his picture taken with Mayor Bloomberg at City Hall. So, you know, get your Twitter feeds and your Shutterbugs ready. And then from there, he's making an announcement outside of the Protestant Welfare Society at 11 o'clock. And that will be, you know, something I think we'll all be interested in. Will it have to do with transition? Will it have to do with, you know, what he plans to do to get himself organized between now and January 1st? We will certainly let you know, because I will be there.
And, you know, just briefly, there were other things on the ballot yesterday. There were the ballot initiatives, which seemed to be a big victory for Governor Cuomo. Both the casino thing passed, and then the judge's retirement age thing did not pass. So those were big wins for Governor Cuomo.
Yeah, big night for Governor Cuomo as well. He basically this proposal to look to casinos to help upstate New York with economic development has been a key part of his platform. It needed the approval of voters. And so they will start in upstate New York, but could very well come to New York City.
And then for the judges, since judges will have to retire at age 70, it means that he will be able to appoint or extend or not extend some appointments as well.
Extends his power a little more in New York State.
All right. Thank you so much, both to you, WNYC's Bridget Bergen and Anna Sale.
Thank you.
You can read more of Anna's analysis, see all the results, and read the full text of de Blasio's speech on our website, WNYC.org.